Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 493 and is sponsored by AcreWorks, The Barmaids, Black Trillium Fibers, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist. This episode is also brought to you by HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 and enter KnitMore60. This week's segments include...
On the Needles.
Events.
Mother Knows Best.
When Knitting Attacks.
A review,
straw into gold,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. How are you?
I don't have a lot of knitting this week. Or a whole lot of anything, because I've been falling asleep.
Okay.
So let's hear about what you've got.
Well, I've picked up my pearl break again, and, well, I had picked it up, and I finished another colorway, so I have two contrast colors left, mm-hmm. So I have a kind of palish pink and a palish gray,
mm-hmm.
And when I'm done with those, it'll be the contrast color border, which is white, and... The more I knit, the wider the rows get. So I'm worrying if I need to change out needles and get longer needles.
Do you really need them, or is it getting super crowded?
It's not super crowded.
Okay. I can't wait to see it finished. Finished in all its finished stages.
Okay. What have you been doing?
I have made some extremely slow progress on my... Vanilla is the New Black socks out of the Asphalt Flicken yarn in the Plastic Pony colorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I work on those at bedtime while Andrew's reading bedtime stories. So they're getting worked on one or two rows at a time. And it's the yarn, the knitting I grab when I'm running out the door. And
screaming?
I haven't... Not screaming, but if I know I'm going to be sitting in a meeting, I'm the co-president of our school's PTA. So I have been sitting at a lot of meetings because it's the beginning of the school year. So I make sure I have some knitting ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have better lists. I listen better when I've got knitting in my lap. I don't zone out or...
You're a kinetic learner.
I am a kinetic learner. So those are going to get a little bit more action this week because it's a hectic week. What else have you got?
So talking about socks...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on my socks in the Cadet Blue.
Mm-hmm.
The Vanilla is the New Black, and the Cadet Blue is from Peyton's Croy. My heel increases on both socks are done. The decreases on both socks are done. No heel flap, no gusset. So it's just increases and decreases. It's very elegant.
Totally brilliant.
Yes.
I have go ahead.
And yeah, so on one, I'm now working on the foot and I'm maybe three rows in.
I'm an inch from starting my heel flap on that. Or not heel flap, the heel.
Heel increases. And the other heel that was named after a mathematician.
Non-Euclidean heel.
Yes. I think that has a similar construction.
We should take a look.
Yes.
Isn't it great having friends who knit? Because then you can hear all their good ideas and then try them. It's not enabling at all.
Yeah.
It's the best kind of enabling. I have been working on my hashtag choose your own adventure cowl sweater. This is the Fading Lines by Jorge Locatelli. I got a kit from Neighborhood Fiber Company a few years back. And I am finally working on it. And I am making some extremely slow progress on this. Never mind the fact that... I'm reminding myself of how much I like wearing lightweight sweaters while I'm working on it because it is slow. It's so slow. So not only is it a fingering weight sweater, but because my gauge didn't match, I have there are a lot more stitches on my needles than there would have been if I had gotten exactly gauge or if I had liked how the fabric looked at gauge, which I didn't. So because of all of the choices I have made, this is going so slow. But I am loving the somewhat autopilot nature mm-hmm. of working on this because it's, with a few changes, it's basically every top-down raglan that I've ever done, with a few minor variations. But it's nothing that I gotta super focus on. I can't work on it in the dark yet, because I have to be able to see my increases, because it's lifted increases, and like make one lefts and make one rights.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working on it right now while we're podcasting. I'm trying to get it past the armholes so I can zoom down the sleeves, so I can zoom down the body. It sounds a lot faster when I talk about it that way, but these stitches are so teeny tiny. I think I'm getting 6.5 stitches per inch.
Oh, that is small.
Yes. Yes. But I will love wearing this.
Mm-hmm.
I will love wearing this. What have you got on the needles?
So I'm working on my vitamin D for the hashtag chose your own adventure cal. And this is a cardigan, and it is also raglan sleeves. It's top down.
Mm-hmm.
So I've knitted past where you separated, and I'm working on the sleeves now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one piece. Well, obviously, if it's top down, it's one piece. And so I'm watching TV at night, reruns of Enterprise.
Hmm. Have you watched it all the way through yet?
Not yet.
I don't think it's a rerun until you've seen it before, technically. Especially when you're streaming something.
Well, I haven't seen it before, so.
For the record, I still call when we watch a movie renting a video. Okay, so we need to rent a video. Are we going to get the video for that?
Okay.
I don't think we had a video in our house in probably 10 years at least. But are we going to get that on video?
Okay.
Yep.
So I've done the increases for the raglans, and I've separated, and I'm now working on the sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And it says work until you have 8 centimeters.
Okay.
Well, our tape measures, aren't they both inches and centimeters?
Yes. They are something and metric.
They're bilingual? Imperial?
Yes, they are. Bilingual tape measures.
So, yeah. So it's... And I'm knitting both sleeves at the same time, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I have them both on the same needle. So it's coming along.
Is this knit in pieces?
You knit down to where you separate the sleeves, and then you knit the sleeves, and then you put everything, you put the body on.
Back on.
Back on your main needle, and you go.
So are you working them at the same time, or you just have them both and you're kind of doing a little on this one and a little on that one?
No, I have them both on one needle, and I go back and forth.
How's that working for you? That good, huh?
Am I growling? I think I am growling, yeah.
Though it is nice to know where I started, where I picked up growling from. Because my children growl now when things get
fed. Oh, do they?
Yes, we growl. We're a growling family. So speaking of swatching and things that are tedious, I mean things that we love, because obviously swatching is deeply important, even if it is somewhat the worst part of knitting.
It's like a coffee date.
You know, if you think about it that way. So I was talking about the very involved process for swatching for the custom dyed sweater from Frost Yarns, right? We talked about that last week, I think.
Yes.
So I did the swatch, and it's pretty humongous. It's pretty, I would even say it verges on enormous, because I'm deeply committed to this project. And I washed my swatch by hand like I normally do. And it's super washed merino and Stellina, I think. And I looked at the swatch, and I didn't like how the swatch looked anyway. And it didn't hit gauge anyway. And so I thought, well, I've already knit it. I should throw it in the dryer and see what happens, because sometimes superwash wool is improved by being thrown in the dryer. Now, my swatch was bone dry, but the stuff I threw it in the laundry with wasn't. So I thought, I'll get some moisture from that. It'll be fine. So if I wanted to truly, I don't think I'm going to wash it in the washer, but what I will likely do is when I'm done laundering it, it will go in the dryer once it's bone dry for 10 minutes to just suck it back up. So I threw it in, and it's looking so much better. So I need to remeasure it. I've got it next to my swatch gauge. I pulled it out of the dryer with the rest of the load of laundry so I can take a look at it, but I didn't have time to do that right that second. So, but I really like, it's interesting how handling a swatch differently or handling something differently will change the end effect. So really, it's a huge argument for laundering your swatches the way you're going to launder your finished sweater.
There was somebody said to put your swatches in your pocket or wear it close to your body for a week and see what happens.
To check for pilling and stuff? Or just to see if you like it?
For something.
I used to keep some wool in my cubicle for when I had a hard day. Just pet it. And I had a ball of yarn on my desk when I was interning at XRX that I liked to...
It was pet yarn?
It felt amazing, and it had this really cool texture to it. Mm-hmm. So that while I was reading or while I was thinking, I would mess with it.
You would fiddle with it?
I would. Mm. So, interesting. What else have you got?
Well, I have a project lined up, and it is a cowl, and I soaked and rinsed the yarn. So it has a dark
charcoal.
Gray, charcoal-y background, and rainbow of ridges in it. And
we'll link to the pattern along with everything else we talk about in the show notes. It's stunning. We both got a kit, and we're going to make different ones. You had two options.
Yes. And good thing I did. It lost a lot of color.
Which one? The charcoal?
All of them.
Oh, dear.
So
did they keep bleeding after you washed them? Or did they stop bleeding? Because if they're still bleeding, we should do a citric acid soak and reset that color. Sometimes it helps.
We're good.
Okay. But it does need an aggressive washing?
It needed a good rinse.
Yeah.
So.
Which is a good practice anytime you're doing any kind of color work anyway.
Yeah, I was really surprised. So, the gray, which is the main color, is balled up. Mm-hmm. And I need to wind my itty-bitty contrast yarns.
Are you going
to
wind them into one ball, or are you going to wind them into little teeny balls?
I think I'm going to wind them into teeny balls.
I haven't looked at the pattern yet. I don't
Maybe
remember.
Maybe I'll do it on my Nasta Pinne. Ooh. That's always fun.
That does have a certain...
old world flair.
Yes, definitely that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Nope.
That's it for me, too. All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, O for feet's sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events will we be attending and participating in the near future?
So, May 1st, we started our hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal. And that is one of those cals that keep running.
This is the cal that never ends. Mostly because I haven't finished the paperwork yet, but we're getting there.
Okay. Stash Dash started May 25th, and it goes on till August 27th of this year. June 1st, the Great Knit-Off started, and our colorway benefited the International Rescue Committee.
By the way.
Yes.
Did you see who won?
The Knit Girls.
Did you see how much money was raised overall?
No, how much?
It was in the $1,000 neighborhood, which is not a excellent. Small amount of money if you think about how much yarn that is. So, well-deserved congratulations go to the Knit Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we're a little disappointed that we didn't win because we are deeply, deeply competitive. But so many good causes got supported, and that's...
Yes.
Well, three really good causes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of... They picked PetSmart charities.
PetSmart.
PetSmart, yes. And so I hope there's a lot of good happening for the pets.
Definitely. And you still need to do the Kitchenering with a live video so people can ask you Kitchener questions.
Excellent. We'll do that too.
Yes.
Not right now.
Yes. Mine is still a hand span long.
Well, it'll get there.
It will. What else have we got going?
What else? Tour de Fleece ended. It ran from July 7th to 29th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a definite maybe How are we on the maybe on the wool auction?
Unless someone gets very sick, we're going.
Oh, okay.
We're working out whether, I was talking to Andrew about it this morning, whether or not we're going to make a couple of days out of it for a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's just going to be you and me driving down. So okay. We'll see how that goes.
Okay. So that's the wool auction at the Monterey County Fair in Monterey, California on Labor Day. The next thing is PIQF, Pacific International Quilt Fest, October 11th to 14th, 2018. And that's the quilt show at the convention center that hosts Stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about Stitches, we're planning to attend Stitches West February 21st through 24th, 2019, also at the Santa Clara Convention Center. And that's that.
It's quite a lot.
It is.
But that's not all.
We are also thinking about going to Vogue Live
in San Francisco.
In San Francisco in September. But we're actively thinking about it.
It's just working out logistics.
Yes.
If it was just us as grown-ups, that would be a different story. But we hope to see you there. If you see us at an event, please come say hi. We'd love to chat with you. And I usually have some swag smuggled in my pockets.
Yes.
Including our amazing new ergonomic and bilingual tape measures. All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Dreaming of fall sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
This week, for Mother Knows Best, we are going to answer a question from the What Do You Want to Hear About thread. Jasmine Lovey, what question are we answering today?
Today we're answering a post from Fuzzy Nerd Knitter, who writes, I have a sweater question this time. Maybe it would also fit into the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal, but still. How do you select the yarn for a multicolored project if not all colors needed / wanted are available from one manufacturer? Of course, you'll want to use the same weight, but what else do you look for? In my case, I got two skeins of Must Stash Yarns R2D2 fingering yarn for a sock arms pullover, but now I'm looking for a good color / fiber choice for the body. Any advice on how to go about that? Thanks in advance for all the work you do and your great podcast. Okay, so when I do these things, I look for something with obviously a similar gauge and similar fiber content.
Mm-hmm.
I also tend to fall back on my favorite generic yarns, which is going to sound terrible, but not generic, go-to yarns.
Mm-hmm.
So for sock arms, I would go Regia or Croy, and that would do a beautiful job. And you get the lower price point because it's a commercially made yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Regia, I believe, comes in about 75 kajillion colors. Croy has a good selection as well. When I was doing the Playful Stripes, I looked for Regia because it's one of my favorites and I know I can wash or dryer it just like a charm. Yeah. And I believe, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure everyone will tell me, which is great. Stacy from Mustache, I think, will dye matching quantities if you're worried about it. But
matching to what?
If you say, like, could you make me R2D2 blue or gray or white or red? Because I think those are all the colors I have in the yarn because I got it for Rex. So basically, when I make Rex's sweater, it's going to be paired with a color of Regia, and I'll probably give him the choice of which one, if there's more than one that will work. Because you can also buy color cards for your favorite yarns, I believe. They're only a couple bucks. And if you tend to do this kind of thing a lot, I think it's worth it.
It's a good investment.
Yeah. So that is basically it. I have gotten more selective about whose yarn I work with, just because I want to support companies that support things that are important to me and that share our values.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit more research to do, but in the long run, I think it's worth it. So that is what I do. You usually say, find contrast yarn for this and hand it to me.
Yeah.
That's mom's technique.
It works very well.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes. Yeah, so if you're a quilter and you have a color wheel, and color wheels you can get at the quilt store for a couple of bucks. Mm-hmm. You look at color theory and use either the color that is across from the color you're using on the color wheel, and there are arrows that show you complementary colors.
Hmm.
It's a way of doing it.
But that's if you don't want to do matchy-matchy. That's if you want to do contrast, which is a great option because that would be cool as well.
If you're using coordinating colors, it'll make your knitting pop.
Yes. For the BB-8 sweater I did a gray
mm-hmm.
body, and that really made the sweater pop. I would have done orange, but I don't think Rex would have liked it as well. And he didn't have many opinions on it to start with, but Genevieve opined that she thought gray was a better choice for that one. Anyway, please keep your questions coming. We love answering them. And I would love to hear how other people find commercial yarns for their knits as well, so that they can oomph up their hand-painted skeins. Please put it in the episode thread, which we put up every week. All right, is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment. This week's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 and enter KnitMore60. There's so many things to love about doing a HelloFresh dinner, but I will tell you that when the box comes, Genevieve is so excited. She'll ask if it's a HelloFresh week, because we don't do it every week. We do it several weeks. And I love having ingredients delivered to my house. It is so convenient because sometimes we have one errand in our kids. We can go out and do one errand for the day, and it saves me from having to go to the store to get stuff for dinner that week. Every box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources, and they meet up with my very exacting standards. I've always been impressed with the quality of their stuff. The other thing I love, which saves me, honestly, about half an hour with making dinner with the kids running around, is that all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. I can't tell you how convenient it is to just grab the bag out of the fridge and start going. Also, Genevieve is absolutely in love with the itty-bitty tiny jars and bottles for her tiny kitchen. So we've been reusing those for her play when we're done. I really, really like, and you'll like this too, that the account is so easy to manage with the availability to choose your delivery date to match your ever-changing schedule and pause deliveries when you're on vacation. But this, for you, our listeners, is especially useful with the upcoming festival season. How great would it be to come back from the wool auction and find your HelloFresh box ready to go? What about Rhinebeck? Oh, you don't want to go shopping after you just flew home from Rhinebeck? After you've got all those wool fumes hanging? This way, you just open up your box and you make dinner, and it is delicious, and you spend your time telling your family about the amazing time you had at Rhinebeck instead of making dinner all night and being exhausted. I really love HelloFresh, and you can follow on social media. We've been posting them to our Instagram as well once in a while with the hashtag HelloFreshPicks, and I can't say enough nice things about HelloFresh. Their recipes are delicious, and I would say about 25% of them, Genevieve is almost ready to do by herself. She did 5 out of the 6 steps when we made the fajitas, and we'll post the recipe to the fajitas because they were delicious, and we've had them like 3 times since we've made them. They were that good. It's become on the regular rotation. So if this sounds like something that would be a good fit for you and your household, pop on over for a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/KnitMore60 and enter KnitMore60. You can find links to HelloFresh along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks.
My knitting is going swimmingly.
Good.
Tell me about yours.
I'm having fun with my yarn.
Oh, good.
So I went through my box of yarn from Stitches from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this yarn that is lovely, that matches your hair,
mm-hmm.
that I thought would make a wonderful cowl for you for the winter time. And I pulled the yarn and I looked for the Jessica Jones cowl pattern, which is from a Marvel movie thing.
Jessica Jones is a Marvel superhero, and her show is on Netflix.
Yes, excellent.
Super violent. Super violent.
Yes, not appropriate for the kiddies.
Not even a little bit, but a great show.
So I thought I'd make a cowl with sort of her cowl pattern, and I went on Ravelry, and the variations for the Jessica Jones cowl are all in fingering yarn. So that's not going to work. So I figured you have a bulk, you have a bulky cowl that you like.
There's a few that I like.
If you give me the dimensions, I can figure out the rest. And I guess I'm going to start by swatching to know how many I need to cast on to get the dimensions, the width you want, and then I guess I'll knit till I'm out of yarn and then I'll bind off.
Sounds awesome.
Should be like take half an hour or so.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so that was one. So I need to swatch and do math.
Okay.
Then last week I lost a game of chicken with my pearl break and I found a solution and continued. But turns out that I dropped stitches somewhere in between. And when I picked them up, there were issues.
Mm.
And some places it seems I slipped stitches instead of knitting them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had to, and it doesn't look good if you have slipped stitches where you're supposed to have knit stitches.
Yeah.
So when I would find a place, I'd knit up to that stitch, drop down, and then ladder back up again.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Do you remember the book we reviewed last week, Firmament from Hunter Hammerson?
Yes.
So I thought I could use one of the patterns for a preemie hat that I was working on. And I was going to do the crown, but you can't just slap it on something because Hunter Hammerson includes the band in the design.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't done any of the twisted stitches from the band to incorporate them up into the crown. And so I thought it would look slapdash.
Something I really appreciate about Hunter's general vibe with her patterns is that they're all really thoughtfully done. Like all the elements go together. I love thoughtful design. Isolde Teague stuff is that same that same thing.
Yeah. So this preemie hat will be just a boring crown.
Okay.
And then I'll cast on a preemie hat with the Hunter Hammerson hat in mind and do the twisted stitches on the brim.
All right.
Okay, and that's it.
Cool, sounds good. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for our review, we will be reviewing Coastal Crochet by Karen Hooley. We were sent this by Karen to review. It retails for $24.95 on Amazon and $9.99 as a Ravelry download. Would you like to start?
Sure. So the book begins with her talking at length about gauge and how important it is to make a gauge swatch and block the gauge swatch so you have an idea of what your yarn is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because just doing something with bigger yarn and
letting it go fast. But she says, if that's your vibe, here's how you do it.
And so there's like two pages on that. And instructions in the book are both written and charted, whichever makes you happier. And there is a good two pages of instructions on blocking. And yeah, why wouldn't you pay attention to your blocking when you're crocheting? And she likes to work with lace weight yarn.
And sock weight.
And I think that will give you a more drapey friendly garment.
I also really like it because crochet stitches tend to be thicker. And I like the use, in knitting, I like the use of fine weight yarn as well. It makes it much more wearable.
Yeah.
And less limited.
Not as fast, but mm-hmm. Do you want to do fast or do you want to?
I think the trade-off with thick yarn and fast crocheting or knitting and fine gauge, fine yarn and crochet knitting is either you get a lot of wear out of the garment, which is fine. It's proportionate to the size of the yarn, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes you a long time to knit it, you'll be able to wear it more.
Yeah.
You'll get more wear out of it. If it's faster to make, you will get less wear out of it.
So there are
12 patterns.
12 patterns, and there's a hat. There's a pretty tank. There's stitches that I don't think I'd seen before, but I'm looking more at knitting than at...
So you're talking about the storm shell tank top?
The storm tank, yeah, that was pretty.
The stitch looks a bit like the firmament patterns from Hunter Hammerson.
The triangle stitch of the deep blue shawl, I thought that was pretty and very, very triangular.
It's very unusual, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a good summer thing to throw over your shoulders if you're wearing a dress and you're out in the evening.
It's a little bit...
It's just a little something.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's a thin layer of warmth, which is exactly what you sometimes want. Then there's the beachcomber sweater in waffle stitch. And just because I looked at the yardage,
mm-hmm.
It's 2,800 yards.
Wasn't that one lace weight yarn? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Either lace weight or...
Or sock fingering weight.
Or fingering weight. But crochet stitches take about... Crochet takes about three times as much as regular knitting.
Not three times. 50% to a third more. But you're also looking... So let's talk about sizing. The small on this is a 42-inch bust, and the double XL is a 58-inch bust. So for the 42-inch finished size... I knit 34-inch chest or 38-inch chest, and I'm using about 1,600 yards of DK. Yeah, so the math works.
So
if you upsize it.
When you're crocheting, your stitch has three layers.
Yeah, and this is lace yarn, so you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah, but it's a lot of yardage.
It is a lot of yardage. So, but if it's lace weight yarn, it's not... You're not going to have, I don't know, 15 skeins of worsted weight yarn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or however many skeins it takes.
Then there is the depth shawl that she designed for gradients.
Mm-hmm.
There's a half circle shawl that has sort of, it looks like a feather and fan edge.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. Then there's the waves scarf, which has a pretty wavy edge at the bottom.
A ripple motif, yeah.
Yeah.
This would be great for a gradient, too.
Then there's the shoreline shawl, which has color work, and it looks like pebbles.
I actually feel like it looks... You could also go stained glass with this. If you had jewel tones instead of... I think the yarn that she's using looks like a birch tree. Like those colors, birch mm-hmm. colors.
Then there is an open work cardigan.
This is the one people are going to be interested in. This is that office shoulder cover-up that everyone is asking for. That little something that's not too heavy but keeps you warm when your office is aggressively air-conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small. I think it'll be lightweight enough to keep in a drawer, a locked drawer in your desk. And so this one's made out of Anzuli Yarns Milky Way, which is milk protein and merino, so it's not too heavy. As far as, like, I think it'll breathe nicely. If I recall, milk fiber is one of those things that doesn't trap a lot of heat. So it feels like it'd be just right. And it also looks like it would go up fast and be interesting to do, which mm-hmm. is a selling point for something I'm going to wear at work.
And then the last thing is the coastline. And it's a Swancho-style sweater. And Swancho, I think, is a... Stephen B. Stephen Westward.
Possibly.
It's something between a sweater and a poncho. So,
and they're all the rage right now.
Yeah, that's totally on trend. It's a big sweater with short, tight sleeves. Totally on trend. So
this isn't going to be for everybody, but I do like a couple of the pieces out of it. I think the thing about crochet is that I feel like it's very polarizing. The pieces, I mean, you could say this for any knitting book too, I suppose, where you're either going to really love it or really hate it. But I find myself with crochet, I find that either I'm super into it or it's a hard pass. This one is kind of somewhere in between for me. This one's one you should flip through on Ravelry and then make a decision as to whether or not you need it in your library. What are your final thoughts on this?
After I did the one crochet coral for the thing at school, I noticed how much it stressed my wrists. And that's new to me.
You might need to take a different approach to your crochet. Hold your hook a little differently. Use a different hook that has more hand support. Something.
Well, be that as it may, it still was very
hard on your hands.
Hard on my hand. Yeah. And I think it needs to be something really, really outstanding for me to take such a risk.
Okay.
And these were all nice patterns, but none of them
made you jump up and scream.
Yeah. So they're nice, but
not entirely your vibe?
Not exciting, no.
Alrighty. So this was Coastal Crochet by Karen Woolley. It retails for $9.99 on Ravelry and $24.95 on Amazon. You can find links to Coastal Crochet along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Since 2008, Black Trillium Fibers has been dedicated to two things, great color and quality yarn. However, those two things alone cannot adequately describe the incredible joy of being part of such a creative, diverse, and supportive society of crafters and artisans. So here's to the next 10 years and a new layer of commitment to our family, our community, and beyond. You'll find us at blacktrilliumfibers.com. We look forward to crafting a beautiful world with you. This week for Straw into Gold, I have done some plying. I finally got back to the plying on my spinning wheel that had been interrupted, that I'd had help with. I don't know if we talked about this last week.
Yes, the dogs.
The dog and Rex. So I broke it off, and just rejoining and finishing it was this huge roadblock. And I finally, last night, I had a few quiet minutes, and I fired up a movie, and I thought, I'm just going to finish this. And if I just ply this one skein and finish plying this one skein, then it'll be done, and I can move on to the next thing. So I ended up plying three skeins of yarn last night because I'm almost, I think I'm about halfway through plying that sweater. So if I can do three in an evening, and on top of that, my hands got tired of holding the claw formation I like to use when I ply. Mm-hmm. So I decided to be done after three skeins, and then I sat down and knitted a bit while we watched a movie. So that is slowly but surely getting done. I don't have the information on the sheep and stuff. I will post that.
What sheep? About
the name of the sheep and what breed it was. I think it was a Corriedale cross. I think it was a first shearing, but I have to double check because I keep all of the tags and whatnot in the bag until the very end so that I can attach it to the yarn so that I know what we're talking about on the podcast because we are, ding, professional podcasters. That's it for plying. I've been using my Acre Kate, and it is growing on me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that it folds flat. I really like how sturdy the carbon fiber legs are, posts.
Mm-hmm. Posts.
Posts. And I especially, I can't say enough nice things about, this feels ridiculous to be like, I'm so excited about the little felt washers, but they make a huge difference, and I really like them. So I have been working on that, and I don't, all of the objections I had, which were mainly that it was different from the Kate I already had, which is the point.
Right.
I don't have any objections. I really am enjoying working on it. And I actually have been reaching for that Kate. I have a few Kates in my spinning equipment.
Because
every time you buy a wheel, it usually comes with a Kate.
Right.
But I find, and I also bought the Will Taylor Kates because those were my favorite go-to ones until this one came. So I'm really enjoying working on it, and I'm loving the process. You don't have anything this week?
No.
Alrighty, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. So you already know about the AcreWorks Yarn Caddy Kit. Now we are adding a little twist for you. Introducing the AcreWorks Butterfly Kate, designed to fold into itself, making it incredibly easy to pack in a bag and take on any adventure. The Butterfly Kate has a wooden base, a carbon fiber shaft with two angle settings, a nifty pattern holder, and our patent-pending Tensi Tamer gizmo. To keep everything in place and select your desired tension, it's designed either for use with our yarn caddy or as a single shaft lazy Kate for use with spinning bobbins. You can find links to AcreWorks along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Love you.
Let's talk about your sewing.
Yes. So I'm working on a camp shirt. And the first thing I did was set the pocket and attach the interfacing. And now I sewed the collar, and then I attached the fronts to the back, and then I attached the collar to this whole thing, and then I sewed the plackets to the sleeves, and I set the sleeves in, and serged the edges of the sleeves with the serger. Now, the serger is a rescue. One of our friends was looking for a good home for the serger.
And yours was wearing out?
And mine is wearing out, yes. So I took some thread the color of the different dials on the serger and fiddled with them until all the threads were giving me a good stitch.
Okay.
Because everything in black, I had a hard time telling who was who.
That's pretty clever.
So, actually, that was a trick from the sewing serging book. I bought a line of books ages ago.
The threads ones?
I don't know if they're threads, but so you have different books for different techniques and stuff, and one book is overlocking.
Ooh.
And yeah, so my serger is set up, and next thing I need to do is sew the cuffs on the shirt, and I found the best buttons to go with it.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to seeing you in it.
I'm very excited.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week we'd like to thank AcreWorks, The Barmaids, Black Trillium Fibers, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, HelloFresh, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can also send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and phenomenal conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi, telling you to knit more.